Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Redeemer by Jo Nesbo, published in English by Vintage in 2009. Today's book is about assassinations, obsession, and of course, redemption. It's the days leading up to Christmas in Oslo, and on a cold night, shoppers have gathered to listen to a concert of carols. A shot rings out, and one of the Salvation Army officers is killed. No one gets a good look at the murderer. Harry Hole is a detective with the Oslo police. A recovering alcoholic, estranged from his partner and his son and with a new boss, Hole has got enough troubles of his own, and then he's called in to investigate the murder. But there are no leads, no suspect, no murder weapon. The killer has to leave Oslo fast without being captured, but when he finds out that he's killed the wrong man, he changes his plans and stays to finish the job. But when his credit card is eaten by the machine and he's down to his last bullet, he's flung out into the freezing streets of Oslo and has to use all of his resourcefulness to find a way to get to the man who he's been assigned to kill. The dead man was a member of the Salvation Army, and Hole delves into a whole world of faith and community service, as well as politics, big money, and refugees from the war in Yugoslavia. As the death toll mounts, Hole and his team are desperate to find this invisible man before he kills again. The Redeemer is a thrilling police procedural about faith and hypocrisy set in a freezing December in Oslo. The plot is like a slalom run, gathering speed as it twists and turns until the last pages when the truth is revealed. Hole is a complex man, drawn to the bottle, and desperately missing his ex-partner, he finds his family and his closest colleagues. But when he gets a new boss, he fears his days on the force are numbered. And even with this fear, he doesn't do himself any favours, going rogue to get any information to stop the killings. The book is about justice, and who has the right to dispense it, because the hired killer's nickname is the Little Redeemer. It's also about first impressions and how they can be wrong. Good people can be bad, and bad people can be good. It's also about hypocrisy. Those who pretend to be perfect moral citizens with their faith, their money, their position of power, while underneath and behind the scenes they break every rule and moral code, getting others to cover up their messes. There's a lot more going on in this book as well, including police corruption, references to the war in Yugoslavia, homelessness and drug abuse in Oslo, sexual violence, as well as some gory murders. And it's part of a series with some continuing storylines, but this didn't affect my reading of it at all. So if you like the cold, hypocrisy, redemption, invisible killers and Oslo, you might like The Redeemer by Jo Nesbo. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries, and if you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com, or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. As this is the last episode for 2023, I'd like to wish all my listeners a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I'll see you again in 2024, and of course, until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.